You're probably getting ready to celebrate July 4th. Are you going to watch a fireworks display? Maybe you're going to a barbecue. For my Canadian colleague, Andrea Crossan, this week is always a bit bittersweet.
I don't want to sound ungrateful. I love living in the United States, but that doesn't mean that I don't miss my home and native land, especially today. It's Canada Day. We call it Canada's birthday. It actually marks the joining of the British North American colonies of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and the province of Canada into the Federation of Four Provinces on July 1st, 1867. Whew, let's just call it Canada Day. Anyway, there are festivals and parades, and where I'm from, they even have lumberjack competitions. Tonight, there'll be fireworks and parties, and I won't be there this year to enjoy Canada Day. So I've asked a few Canadians I know who live outside of the true North, strong and free, how they would celebrate if they were back home. I also asked them for their Canada Day soundtrack.
I'm Derek Stoffel, and I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan. Don't laugh, that's how we pronounce it. I now live in Jerusalem. On Canada Day, what I miss most is heading out to the cottage with some friends and at 2-4. Need translation? That means going out to the lake with 2 dozen beer. It's the most Canadian of pastimes. My favorite Canadian song, 5 Days in May by Blue Rodeo.
Amen. Standing in the shelter, out of the rain, she tucked a note into his hand. Later on, they took his car, drove on down where the beaches are. He wrote her name in the sand.
Hi, my name is Dara McLeod, and I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario. I now live in Washington, D.C., and like Derek, the thing I miss most on Canada Day is also being at the cottage. But while I'm there, I don't drink 2-4s, I drink Caesars. And if you don't know what a Caesar is, it's like a Bloody Mary, but made with Clamato juice instead of tomato juice. And trust me, it is a lot better than it sounds. My favorite Canadian song is Helpless by Neil Young, because it reminds me of home.
There is a town.
My name is Joe Rothwell. I am from Unionville, Ontario. I currently live in Boston, Massachusetts. The thing I miss most on Canada Day is the cottage and the lake. My favorite Canadian song is Wheat Kings by The Tragically Hip.
Wheat Kings of all treasures buried. All you hear are the rusted breezes pushing around the weather vane, Jesus.
My name is James Cowling. I was born in Chilliwack, BC. I was raised in Calgary, Alberta, and I now live in London, England. We're not as patriotic as our southern neighbors, but on Canada Day, we pull out all the stops. Even tonight, I'm wearing a Canada t-shirt as we speak. It's a day that we can all get away with saying A, out and about, and we generally just have a really good time. The song that I like, I would have to say, If I Had $1 Million by the Bare Naked Ladies.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house, I would buy you a house.
That's $1 million Canadian, and you can use it to buy that cottage on the lake. Thanks to Derek, Dara, Joe, and James. And to all my fellow Canadians who are celebrating far away from the homeland today. Happy Canada Day. For the world, I'm Andrea Crossan, originally from Vancouver, British Columbia, living in Boston. And this is my song.
Lost, trans-Canada cross, patriotic in a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh, oh, Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause our movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless you really gotta be. Humorous attitude like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all.